There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that.
This is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, away we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad you're here. And if you want to be part of the show, I like it. I mean, you're part of the show already, being there. But if you want to chime in, that's cool as well. On the text line at 343-0106. Same for phone call, 343-0106. You can chime in there and use the FM Talk 106.5 app. You can also leave us one of those talkback messages. John has sent me a picture. John, I got to expand this, the little rascal picture. And I say that seriously because it was, a decade ago, and there was like one woman in particular I'd see coming and going to work all the time. I was worried about her. And then she got hit and killed on Azalea. Those things are like, you think motorcycle can get in somebody's blind spot. You get in those things and it's even lower profile out there. All right, two things. I've got two clips here. Yesterday we played some of Caroline Leavitt from the press conference about the Epstein list and the verbal gymnastics she did to get around that. I want to, and we'll come back to the Epstein thing here in a second because some things President Trump said today. But first, this is on the flooding in Texas. They're still, still searching, but unfortunately, I think, at this point, it's recovery. I hope there's somebody out there. But this is a question asked about, it's this narrative that it's got to be Trump's fault, right? The fact that these people drowned or washed away along the Guadalupe River, it had to be, somehow we got to figure out how to make it Trump's fault. And when I heard this clip, it was played this morning, Dan and Dalton played this, and I heard this, I had a visceral reaction to it. And it's interesting, a conversation yesterday, I think Calvin or somebody else had started it about they're sending emotional support bears, which we all agreed was good for the kids, why the adults out there don't need it. But it's this, and then it turned into a conversation of responsibility for yourself, paying attention to situations. Then this clip comes in. So this is White House correspondent for Hearst TV, Kaylin Norwood, asking a question about, I have trouble getting through this because she's asking a question basically of why the flash flood warnings did not come out earlier, not in the middle of the night. They should have come out earlier. I mean, this is like asking why people go, why they put the deer crossing sign there? The deer makes them cross in a dangerous spot. What? Listen to this. So this, once again, this is Kaylin Norwood asking a question about National Weather Service warnings for the flood and trying to make this part about Trump.
First question on the flooding in Texas. Sure. I know there has been some concern about the timing of the alerts, knowing that they did go out, but the warnings coming out in the wee hours, so while many people were likely sleeping. Can you share just details what you know about why those warnings were sent while people were likely sleeping, and then what the administration is doing to ensure that these alerts come out sooner?
Well, the alerts imminently were sent out before the flood when people were sleeping because the flood hit in the very early hours of the morning. So people were sleeping in the middle of the night when this flood came. That was an act of God. It's not the administration's fault that the flood hit when it did. But there were early inconsistent warnings. And again, the National Weather Service did its job. On July 2nd, there were initial notices of potential weather and flooding risks were issued. On July 3rd, escalating warnings throughout the day with a flood watch issued at 1:18 p.m. And then later on at 6:10 p.m. on July 3rd, the Weather Prediction Center warned of excessive rainfall and a high likelihood of flash flooding. At 6:22 p.m. July 3rd, National Weather Center issued a hydraulic warning highlighting considerable flooding risks, including in Caribou County. And then there were the timely flash flood alerts at 11:41 p.m., 1:14 a.m., and then another flash flood emergency warning issued at 4:03 a.m. just before the flood hit. So those were all of the warnings that went out to the affected area and region.
I can't even. Why did the warnings not go out earlier? Well, first of all, Caroline Leavitt there said, well, there were warnings on the third that there's a potential for this. But why did the flash flood warning not go? Because I don't know. Maybe the rain hadn't fallen yet. Maybe that. I had my eldest, I sat her down the other day and at the house, and we watched Idiocracy, right? Which, you know, that movie's like, it's 20 years old now or something like that. If you've never seen it, you got to see it. Mike Judge at some of his finest work, and I'm a big Mike Judge fan. Why had the warning not got? How does she have a job as a White House correspondent? They came in the middle of the night. Because, damn it, that's when the flooding started. They can't put a warning out for something that hasn't happened. It's just, you know, and they said, well, people didn't have good cell phone coverage. Okay. Well, and I know that was discussed this morning. I'm still a fan. I'm old school. You know, I've been preaching this, heck, since I was in rock and roll radio, for people to get a weather radio, right? Separate. Yeah, cell phones are one thing. They're good. They do it. But also, get a weather radio. Even if you don't get good signal there at your camp or wherever, you know, for a lot of folks have weather radio, tornadoes coming through at night or what, that wakes people up with the alarm there. But for her to ask why this stuff had... So, like, it's something that Trump had done with the national weather that they couldn't have called a warning for rain that had not fallen? I don't know. I'm just... So we're talking about how people... If you're in that area, first of all, there's personal responsibility. If you're in that area... Now, do I believe they should put... Well, absolutely. Put the warnings out. If the rain is falling and they see the gauges are coming up, hell yeah, tell people the flooding's coming. Absolutely. But why did it come out in the middle of the night? What's your name? Kaylin? Because the rain fell then that caused the flooding. I was slack-jawed when I heard that today. It was like, that's where we are? Why didn't you... You know, we'll have like, if a hurricane hits... In August, be like, why didn't you tell the people in July that there was a hurricane going to hit them in August? It's somewhat at that level for me. Leaves me slack jawed is probably the best there. All right, and yesterday I was playing Caroline Leavitt because the verbal gymnastics that she did, she should have gotten the gold for dancing around this Epstein story. And now, of course, today's discussion, the missing minute of the Epstein footage and cabinet meeting today. They had the big, you know, televised cabinet meeting, which I think has been pretty interesting. Something Trump's done. I don't think any other president's done televising these cabinet meetings. But then the reporters get their chance to ask questions. And this came up, questions about the Epstein list, the questions about the missing minute. I don't know why this is the hill to die on. I know all I have to do is go to the internet and see all the theories out there. But I don't know why this is the hill to die on for the Trump administration that said, campaigning said, that they were going to expose this, right? Now, for most people, this is part of a bunch of items that had them vote for Trump. But for some people out there, it's like the only thing, right? That's their only thing. But I think they are stepping in it here. I think the Trump administration, what I heard from Caroline, well, a month and something ago with Cash Patel and Dan Bongino talking about it, to what was released yesterday, to the spin put on by Caroline Leavitt, I think it's a fail for the Trump administration. I want to play this clip. So this is during the televised cabinet meeting. President Trump's taking questions, and then this comes up.
Your memo and release yesterday on Jeffrey Epstein, it left some lingering mysteries. One of the biggest ones is whether he ever worked for a American or foreign intelligence agency. The former labor secretary, who was Miami U.S. attorney, Alex Acosta, he allegedly said that he did work for an intelligence agency. So could you resolve whether or not he did? And also, could you say why there was a minute missing from the jailhouse tape on the night of the
Saturday? Yeah, sure.
Could I just interrupt for one second? Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein?
Talking about unforced error. I mean, we'll go right back to the audio. But so President Trump's spin is, you're still talking about him? You talked about him. So, okay, go back, cut one.
That's been talked about for years. You're asking, we have Texas, we have this, we have all of the things. Yeah. And are people still talking about this guy, this creep? That is unbelievable. Do you want to waste the time and do you feel like answering?
I don't mind answering.
I mean, I can't believe you're asking a question on Epstein at a time like this where we're having some of the greatest success and also tragedy with what happened in Texas. It just seems like a desecration, but you go ahead.
Sure. First, to back up on that, in February, I did an interview on Fox, and it's been getting a lot of attention because I said, I was asked a question about the client list, and my response was, it's sitting on my desk to be reviewed, meaning the file along with the JFK, MLK files as well. That's what I meant by that. Also, to the tens of thousands of video, they turned out to be child porn downloaded by that disgusting Jeffrey Epstein. Child porn is what they were. Never going to be released, never going to see the light of day. To him being an agent, I have no knowledge about that. We can get back to you on that. And the minute missing from the video, we released the video showing definitively the video was not conclusive, but the evidence prior to it was showing he committed suicide. And what was on that, there was a minute that was off the counter. And what we learned from Bureau of Prisons was every year, every night, they redo that video. It was old, from like 1999. So every night the video is reset, and every night should have the same minute missing. So we're looking for that video to release that as well, showing that a minute is missing every night. And that's it on Epstein.
Is it? Well, good. There may not be what the conspiracy theorists think is out there. Then you need to come out and say the why. And the foreign agent thing, I think, is pretty interesting, too. What did A.G. Bondi say? We'll get back to you on that. That is like, we'll get back to you. They never get back to you on that. It's good. I don't obsess. I mean, we do other things on the show than just Epstein. But I think this is a bad look for the Trump administration. I really do. With what Levitt did yesterday, and listen, Pam Bondi, maybe it's accurate that these were all files that were on her desk she was going to look at, but she didn't say that. But if you're explaining, what's the old Washington, the axiom in Washington, if you're explaining, you're losing? They should have been in front on this. And trotting out Cash Patel a month and something ago, and Bongino, and then what had happened this way? You shouldn't let the media go, hey, there's a missing minute there in the time roll. You should come out and said, hey, we're getting ready to release the video. We saw it too. There's a minute missing here. It's because of, and whatever Bondi just said there. That's what you do. You don't come out and put it out and let people go, hey, by the way, do you notice there's a minute missing? And then you're now explaining. I don't know if they do not know why they stick with it on this. I know there's a billion theories out there, but bad book.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Up 124, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. About 10 minutes away from April Marie Fogle joining us. A lot to talk about with her. Your questions ready there. Segment of the show brought to you by my buddy Forrest at Blue Water Yacht Sales and Service, and a cool event coming up. This is on the 11th. That's Friday, right? Yeah, so Friday event coming up at the Orange Beach Marina location for Blue Water Yacht Sales. So, you know, they're right here on the East I-65 Service Road. They're also at Orange Beach Marina. It is a regulator. Oh, and I love regulators. Love those holes. It's regulator demo day, the regulator 31 demo day at Orange Beach Marina location. This goes from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. This is so Friday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Right here, it's your rare chance to experience one of the most versatile, high-performance center consoles on the water, the Regulator 31, with twin Yamaha 425s, oversized live well, massive fish box capacity, and luxury-level helm seating. The boat is built for the serious offshore adventures and comfort. Said if you've been eyeing your next boat or just want to feel the thrill behind the wheel, this is your moment. Space is limited, so you got to book your demo because there can be sea trials, right? So if you'll go to their website, bluewateryachtsales.net, you can get the info there to book it. So once again, this is Friday at Orange Beach Marina from 10 to 3. This is going to be the Regulator 31 demo day. That's perfect. And then you buy that, and boom, head on over to the Blue Angels show the next day in it. See? It's going to be good. Or take the kids for the Roy Martin Young Anglers Tournament. Check them out online. Get signed up. BlueWaterYachtSales.net. All right, to the text line. And, wow, got to, which, thank you, doesn't have Meta giving me some quoting from Idiocracy. That movie, the decades go by, and it gets more and more like a documentary, doesn't it? Let's see here. This is... this texter, unnamed texter, said, I felt the same way when people were attacking Biden for the damage in North Carolina from an act of God. It's frustrating living in Idiocracy. Glad I'm not alone. I mean, it was like having concern for the people in Texas. I get it. But saying, why were they not getting the war while they were asleep? Because that's when the rain fell. It's kind of, all right. Unnamed texter here said, no, it's not. It's Jason. So basically, it's how dare you not be able to predict the future on the weather cynic's comment. I don't know if she was even a cynic. I think she was just a dum-dum. Let's see. Unnamed texter said, I'm really disappointed in Bongino. He's lost a lot of respect and support. I think why does Trump, why did he chime in there? He's like, stop Bondi. He's like, I'll take this one. Say, why are you asking about Epstein? People are still asking. Really? Joshua said, that was a weak defense by Trump. If I were the reporter, I would have said, yes, I believe it's a question worth being answered. Yeah, I, for him to say, instead of just saying, hey, Bondi's going to handle it, or whatever, to say, to chastise the reporter and said, are people still talking about that? Come on, really? I mean, part of what you campaigned on was Epstein, that JFK, the MLK documents, remember, you could release all this? So yeah, people are talking about it. And he's like, well, you know, it's disrespectful to talk about this when we're talking about Texas. They had talked about Texas, if you get the whole thing in context, for quite a while before then. And he said, are the good things we're doing? That's not the job of media. Right, is to ask that question if that's what their readers or listeners or viewers are interested in. So for Trump to say, well, who's even talking about that? I don't know. I bet you even over at Truth Social, I've not been over there looking, but if you go over there, look, I bet you plenty of people on the president's branded platform, Truth Social, are talking about that. Texter says, money talks and BS walks, too many rich folks tied to Epstein to get the truth. It's got the dam has to break somewhere. Don't you think, Texter? There has to be a point. It's not every rich and influential person that's on the list, right? That somebody has to go, nah, you know what? No, we need to release this. And once again, the flight manifest and all that, there are people who will have names on there that flew somewhere with Epstein to do whatever that weren't messing with kids. But then you need to have those names come up so you can investigate whether they were innocent, right? That's a good question. Michael said, I wonder if the sheriff has random one-minute security video jumps like in the Epstein case, or is that only for intelligence assets that had no clients? And how fast did Bondi get off the question of being a foreign agent? Wow.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 1:35, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on this Tuesday. Check in with my buddy, Blaine Price, at Parrish Tractor in Robertsdale. And, okay, when you and I talked the other day, your stock of skid steers was looking pretty darn good, even the high flows, right?
Correct. We've got all the skid steers in stock right now, on the SVL 65s and the new 75-3s, in open cab and in closed cab with high flow. We've got all the attachments in stock as well. We're also starting to see a few trucks rolling here with the new 97-3s, and that's definitely a bigger machine, a lot more horsepower with the high flow enclosed cab. It's really nice compared to the Dash 2. So if you're looking at an upgrade, you're looking to purchase, come by, see us. We've got them in stock, still offering that zero interest financing on all the skid steers with the attachments that go with them. And we've got plenty of attachments in stock right now.
Speaking of in stock, how's the rental department looking?
Good. We're getting a lot of stuff back in from the long weekend, getting it turned around, ready to go back out. Plenty of stuff, tractors, skid steers, excavators, you know, dump trailers, man lifts, a little bit of everything. So if you got any home projects coming up, want to rent for the weekend, give us a call. We'll be happy to help.
All right. We'll give them a phone number and a way to find you in person.
We're right here at Parrish Tractor in the middle of Robertsdale on Highway 59. Come by and see us Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturdays, 8 till noon. You can give us a call at 251-947-4171 and visit us online at parrishtractor.com.
All right, Blaine, we appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Sean.
All right, there goes Blaine over at Parrish Tractor in Robertsdale. And welcome on to the show. Number one fill-in at FM Talk 106.5. Read her work at 1819news.com. She's a busy on X and maybe, I don't know, maybe on MySpace or something like that. The crowd goes wild for April Marie Fogle. Hey.
You can find me in AOL chat rooms and on ICQ.
The old AOL chat rooms. My gosh, I used to be in a duck hunting chat room when I was a kid. I remember those days.
Awesome.
Hey, by the way, we have good news. Before we get into this story that's making me scratch my head and a lot of people out there, let's give a shout out for not having to smell people's feet anymore, as TSA is now going to allow passengers at selected airports to keep on their footwear as long as when they go through the, so you don't have to take your shoes off and put them in the gray bin and have them scanned. Although it takes my fun away from watching, I like to watch a person that shows up with like the mid-calf Doc Martens and watch them take 15 minutes to unlace them, but no more shoes off at select airports. Good news.
Yeah, it's long overdue. Like, how silly. I mean, it's safety theater is what that is. Mm-hmm. There's no excuse for this day and age for people to be taking their freaking shoes off. It was safety theater. Common sense is starting to come back, hopefully. I will be happy when they get rid of TSA altogether.
What?
I think that it is. Oh my gosh. The amount of time of my life I've spent at TSA.
Well, me too, but there's a reason, right?
It's safety theater.
Yeah. How's a rapper going to go have a gun found so it helps himself sell albums? You know, when its record label sets it up so he gets found with a gun and they're like, he's tough. He had a gun at the airport.
But think about the number of people who go through TSA versus the number of firearms they find or the number of actual dangerous people and things. More often than not, they're the water police. And how much are we paying for people to stand around and throw away waters and lotions? It's absolutely ridiculous.
Thank God P. Diddy didn't try to get through.
Go ahead and put old school magnetometers with.
Okay.
So you want some
security. You're not saying just everybody run and get on the plane.
Here's the thing. thing is, I really do not think, before TSA existed, we weren't shooting up planes. I don't think that that's an actual threat of things that are happening.
No, but the gun lets you take over the gun lets you take over the plane, right? Whether it be just hijacking a plane, you know, as I pointed out, that my mother is a young flight attendant, back in 68 was hijacked, taken to Cuba on a flight, or somebody who decides to take over a plane and fly it into a, you know, a building.
But they're... budget is $10.4 billion.
Okay, cut the budget. I'm with you. Cut the budget, right size it, do these things, but not just all out anybody get on a plane.
62,000, almost 63,000 staffers. We have to do something with TSA. It's insane.
Okay.
Maybe we go through old school magnetometers and they have more of them. But what we have been experiencing is nothing short of theater. You've got these people who genuinely, they act like, woohoo! Oh, is this your bag? Is this your lotion that's 5 ounces? You can't take this with me. They took an expensive bottle of perfume once, and I was like, it might hold more than 3 ounces, but there's not more than 3 ounces in there. No, those yahoos can go.
And put you down as undecided. All right. I want to air this here. So a little bit of the cabinet meeting, the televised cabinet meeting today, and the question comes up about what I thought the verbal gymnastics yesterday from Caroline Leavitt were something on the Epstein tape. I'm going to play a little clip here, and I want to get your reaction. Here we go. This is from earlier today. This is the question, and then it goes to Attorney General Bondi, and then President Trump, I think, snatches defeat from the jaws. Well, maybe not victory, but take a listen here.
Your memo and release yesterday on Jeffrey Epstein, yes. It left some lingering mysteries. One of the biggest ones is whether he ever worked for an American or foreign intelligence agency. The former labor secretary, who was Miami U.S. Attorney Alex Acosta, he allegedly said that he did work for an intelligence agency. So could you resolve whether or not he did? And also, could you say why there was a minute missing from the jailhouse tape?
Could
I just interrupt for
one
second? Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years. You're asking, we have Texas, we have this, we have all of the things. Yeah. And are people still talking about this guy, this creep? That is unbelievable.
Okay. And with that, there was more to it than that. But so President Trump says, people are still talking about Epstein? Who's talking about Epstein?
Well, and you know what's funny is well, I hadn't heard that clip. I have seen people say that this is a very niche online, you know, Twitter talking head specific thing that a lot of the country has not considered Epstein for a long time, besides those who are demanding to see the files and those of us watching those demanding to see the files.
I don't think it's, I mean, is there the people that live their life for this one story, are they some small percentage online? Yes, you'll see them on Twitter. But I do this every day. I got a text line full of people that are interested in this. And you know what happened yesterday with saying, well, there's, and A.G. Bondi did it again today, said, well, there's child porn. We're not going to release it. It's not going to see the light of day. And when she said that yesterday, I was like, yeah, but we're just asking for names. And then on the text line, people have said, I mean, I'll read one, but there's several on here that are the same. It said, not to be vulgar, but Epstein didn't record thousands of hours of children doing things alone. Blur the kids out and show the clients. I don't even need to show the clients. Just give me the damn names. Don't, like.
So here's the thing. If the Justice Department of Justice and different law enforcement agencies had the ability to make a case, they would have made those cases.
That's what the people don't believe. I guess that's the problem. That's what the people don't believe. They don't believe they did.
And that's just it. There's especially looking at the first, Trump's had this information now, 6 or 7 months? And so Bondi and them, there's no way that looking at Bondi and Bongino and the FBI, and you go, yeah, these guys are now going to, they're in on it. They're now in that deep state. No, I really believe genuinely that this was something that we have heard a lot about, and there's no there.
Okay. So I talked about this about a month ago when Kash Patel and Bongino were on and said the video, you know, doesn't show anything. I mean, nobody went in or out. Here's what you do. And now we have the missing minute. If I'm running this and I go, hey, guys, we don't have, there's nothing here. There's no smoking gun. I don't just release the video. Let's just pick this one little part. I come out and say, hey, we're going to press her today. We got the video. We're going to release it. Like you, we noticed there was a minute missing at the end of the, you know, end of the hour, and from 11:59 to midnight, whatever it was. And this is because X, Y, and Z. We asked a bunch of people, you know, this is how it's done. Because they, now they're having to explain why. And they should have, and if there's no, and if there's no, where's the more flight manifest? Who went to the damn island? You campaigned on saying that you campaigned, Trump campaigned that he would release all these documents on JFK, MLK, Epstein. I mean, he did set himself up for this.
I will say, they absolutely set themselves up for this, and they didn't follow the general rule of under-promise and over-delivered. They did the flip. They over-promised and under-delivered.
Uh-huh.
And there's a number of reasons for this. A lot of the... Here's the thing is, if you're not charging anyone with a crime, and you know that there's a public out there who is going to vilify and take this as information, uh-huh, your name was on a list, you're guilty of child pornography, human trafficking, all the awful things Epstein did. There is a... there's a standard to releasing information. Now, some of it, by the way, when Max, the girlfriend's appeals are through, some of that will be through. I think some of that information will come out. But this idea of we, the public, get to demand information, partial information and unreliable information and information that we think determines one thing that all sorts of investigators have not decided. I think it goes to the hubris of us all, right? Like, I want this information. I want it now. It has very Oompa Loompa feelings to it.
Okay. So, you know what? You make good points, but they campaigned on that, right?
Yeah, they messed up. And I think that there should certainly be a national reckoning that all of these people who went out there and was like, I'm going to get you this information, because they didn't understand. We're facing this in Central Alabama right now. There was an officer-involved shooting here. A boy and his girlfriend were in a car. Necking, is that what we're going to call it? Necking.
Yeah.
And an officer came up, thought he smelled weed. Confrontation ensued. Officer ends up shooting the young man. Now there's all sorts of madness. Ben Crump in Birmingham, Alabama today, because they want the videotapes and they want it now. Never mind, there's an Aaliyah investigation going on. They want the videos and they wanted it released yesterday. And there's this huge thing where it's like, let the process play out. The Epstein process has played out in terms of information for a number of people. There's been three administrations looking at this and multiple law enforcement agencies. There's nothing there.
I tell you what's interesting, though. If you I'll send you that whole clip. When it goes back to Pam Bondi, it's like touching a hot stove, the question about Epstein being a foreign agent. She's like, I'll have to get back to you on that.
And
they're not wrapping this up very well. I think they made it worse today.
I think they have made it worse, and I think there's something to this, right? To the idea that they campaigned on this.
You think nothing happened? I mean, are we supposed to believe that in this whole process with Epstein, and it was just him and Ghislaine? And by the way, I believe Ghislaine and P. Diddy are going to come out with an album or a fashion line when they're both out of prison.
And, you know,
and maybe they'll call it Trafficker. But the you're telling me nothing. There's nothing here. All this, there's nothing here. Prince Andrew was the only one? Really?
Here's what I truly, and I read the what came out of the DOJ and FBI yesterday, the memo, and I believe that the satisfying curiosity of individuals is not worth putting the victims at risk, re-victimizing the victims, putting innocent people through. Because here's the thing is, this turns into a witch hunt. There's a list released of people who flew on the plane or people who were in an address book or people who were in a contact list. Not a list, mind you, of people who assaulted kids. Everyone on, say, those three lists, as I say, those things actually exist, right? We know who flew on the plane. Those people are automatically going to be tagged for life as being associated with having done these actions.
No, I agree, and that happens, and it's wrong.
This is a witch hunt, and
why didn't you go through
for years?
But didn't you go? Okay, and I agree, that happens a lot. People often hear it. I'll say on air, slow down, everybody, slow down. Doesn't mean the person did it, but wouldn't it be incumbent upon law enforcement to go through that list and make sure, and they depose every one of them to figure out whether they were just on a plane or they were doing
you're
something else.
They did, You're assuming they didn't. This has been this information has been through multiple law enforcement agencies through in the preparation of the Epstein trial and the preparation of the girlfriend trial. I can't say her name to save my life. Glacine. It's Ghislaine. There you go. All through the trial of that, all through the trial of this, there's several civil trials, civil cases. There have been investigators, there have been interviews, there have been all sorts of stuff. All of that is sealed. What people want is to satisfy their curiosity by getting this stuff unsealed. And it will be to the victim's detriment. And I just think that to the victim's detriment and to the detriment of people who had no idea what was going on around them.
You can't do this while protecting the victim. I mean, you're saying because the victim could be re-victimized, which is a legitimate worry, then nothing about the perpetrator?
Well, but see, here's the thing is, and some of these victims have already had civil cases against their perpetrators. You look at what happened with the young lady involved in the royal scandal.
She's died now, too.
And she did. She ultimately, I believe, she took her own life, right? I think, if I recall correctly. But you end up with these individuals, and this is their whole life is defending against something you can't defend against. The documents that would exonerate them would be still sealed. Epstein himself is dead. There are other trials and cases going on. We have gotten to a point where we consume so much information, and we consume it whether it be opinions or news or facts, but we consume so much information, there's a sense of entitlement that doesn't take in the human aspect of this. I watched this with a flooding in Texas. There were news media, reports of news media, and then just online sleuthers trying to find the family members, calling the phone numbers while these family members were waiting for first responders to call and say they found the bodies of their child or their loved one. Online sleuthers calling these people and harassing them for the value of a social media post. To some extent, we've lost our humanity when it comes to information. There are real-life victims here. We know this to be true, and I don't think we as a society have a right to information that's going to cause their life to be turned upside down.
Can you hang on a second because we can pick that back up?
Absolutely, we'll hold on.
April Marie Fogel, our guest right here on Midday Mobile, coming right back after the news.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 154 FM Talk 106.5. Midday Mobile wrapping it up here on a Tuesday, but a few more minutes with April Marie Fogel, who has what? I'm taking a little survey here on the text line. An unpopular opinion when it comes to the. You're not saying that the response from the Trump administration has been good. You're saying the fact that there's no more coming out makes sense to you.
It makes sense to me. I think the Trump handling of this was all sorts of, fumbled. But you look at the main characters, Cash Patel and Bongino, and they talked about this before they were given their appointments. Trump talks about this, and then they got there, and they were like, oopsies, and that happened. And so this is kind of it's funny listening to Trump's response because it's like, oh, we thought we could do some more. We thought there was something there. There wasn't. And this is the very weird way around an apology. This is the, this is the oops moment that isn't going well.
Yeah. You know what? That's and Trump, not exactly famous for apologies. I've said that for elected officials always, if they did something wrong, I think regular people, maybe not the pundit class, but the regular people, if they said, hey, man, I thought it was this and it wasn't and I screwed it up and I'm sorry, y'all. I thought it was too. I think most normal people go, okay, well, but that's not what's happening here. He said, who's talking about? Nobody's talking about Epstein. Who's talking about Epstein? Who? I don't know President Trump. A lot of folks.
Yeah, well, and again, partially because people in his orbit have continued to spin this. Do you remember the binders when they went and gave influencers? They handpicked five or six people.
It was silliness.
It was absolute silliness. And those individuals are, a couple of them are saying, well, we knew what we weren't getting the information, and then some of them are blaming the administration. It's just here. It's making making a mockery of what should be a serious topic, because human trafficking happens, and it happens frequently in the way that this happened, where girls are lured into a lifestyle, but they're then forced into sex acts or forced into this thing. And I think that to some extent, all of this media circus, all of the sideshow is taking away from that.
Oh, of course, on the backdrop of Diddy, he sent a car for some girls. That's all he did. So,
which is absolutely, you look at the video of Diddy and you go,
he's
this is
beating
like
Cassie and nothing, and we get nothing else from that.
Oh, absolutely. It's crazy. You're like, this is OJ all over again. I say that some people are now going to email me and say, no, it wasn't OJ, it was his son. But it's insane. You have this on video, and that's the way our justice system sometimes works. It's not always right.
Yeah, and people, that may be a hard pill to swallow. So they want to continue that conversation with you. Plus, I hate that we ran out of time. I'm going to, you can put the, y'all got to go look at a link here for buying alligator Alcatraz things that Bree sent me. Yeah, it's maybe we hold that over till next week, or we'll have a addendum on Friday, something like that. Can we do that?
Yes, okay.
We'll work on that. April Marie, in the meantime, they find you online. And, well, first of all, find your writing where?
My writing on 1819news.com, and then find me on XAPRYLMARIE.
All right. The bunch of y'all that asked, go continue to have that conversation over on X. And then we'll have an addendum coming up soon with April Marie. Thanks for your time. And I hope the chipmunk wars are going okay.
Thank you. I'm winning them today.
All right. Good. That is a winner. There she goes. And we're out as well. Paul Feinbaum Show on the way next. We'll do it again tomorrow.